Thank you, my friend, and good morning, my friends. It's good to be back with you. We trust today that it'll be a blessing to you. We're continuing from our last program, talking about sin and what God expects of you and I. Because the Bible teaches you and I that he that sins is of the devil. It takes a man and a woman living life in this world, free from the sins of this world, dead, as we read to you in the sixth chapter of Romans, dead to the sins of this world. And, of course, this is an expectation of the Lord, and we're going to study and read and talk about today the fifth chapter of 1 John. And if you'd like to turn with me, turn to the Word of God, and we'll start reading at this time. And I believe we'll just read the whole chapter. And as we go through it, we'll try to explain and help you to understand what John is saying here. Whosoever that believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten. So there are states that men and women can be in. A man that's born of God is a man that can serve God, and a man that's begotten of God is a man that's heard the word of God and found it to be true and realizes that he's going to have more in his life or her life than they've had heretofore. And as we read the scripture, we'd like you to take notice to it, the second verse. But this we know, that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. So this is one way that people can know how that they're serving and how their love is for God, is because if they love God, they'll love his children. And they'll keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. No, they're not grievous. They're lovely, and they bring love and good peace in your life. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. It is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. So, my friends, it'll take a man and a woman to be born again of the blood, must receive the blood of Christ on them. And, of course, it is a requirement that a man be baptized, because Christ sent John before him to baptize people and to baptize them in water. And even himself, when John was baptizing there in Jordan, he himself was baptized of the water. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in the earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree. So then we must receive the Spirit of God. We must be baptized. And of course the blood is applied to our souls. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God has made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave his Son. So then the purpose of God must be fulfilled in the lives of men and women. The purpose that Christ came, they must come and have this life within them. Now listen. And this is a record that God has given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. So every man and every woman that receiveth the Holy Ghost, every man and every woman that received the Spirit, received the Son of God in their life. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. So then we must receive the Spirit of God. And as they received it, the Jewish people received it on the day of Pentecost. It came to them speaking in tongues. And of course, when the Gentile race of people received it, it came to them prophesying and speaking in tongues. And so then he that has life has the Son of God in his life or her life. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And I love to think on this, because the will of God, I feel in my heart, is transferred to that man and woman. Because in St. John, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments and ask what you will. It's a promise of God to heal our sickness. It's a promise of God in a continuation in our life if we'll serve God. Yet we know every man somewhere, somehow, is going to have to leave here, because the Word of God teaches also. It teaches that it's appointed once unto man to die, and after that the judgment. But we realize that God can continue and keep us well and healthy in this life if we will love him, keep his commandments, love the brethren, love one another in the ways of God. The 15th verse. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desired of him. If any man, now I want us to consider this, if any man see his brother sin a sin, which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life, for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death, and I do not say that he shall pray for it. Now, as this brother that is talking about, it'll go on and explain it in just in the scriptures, that he that is begotten of God will keep himself. But that man is born of God cannot sin, because the seed of God remaineth in him. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. Now this man that's born of God, as we read in the 6th chapter of Romans to you on our last program and talked to you, this man that is born of God has received the Spirit of God and has received the Lord in his life. And the purpose of the Lord is to keep that man and to keep him from the sins of this life. This is the purpose. Many people feel, and there's many of them that teach, as a man is a Christian, and when he's born of God, they teach that when a man is born, that his sins are covered, and he can continue right on in sin, live a life of sin, and the Lord then forgives him daily of his sins. My friends, this is wrong. This is not the way to look at this scripture. A man that Christ comes into, now a man within himself cannot live in this life free from the sins. Within himself, there's no way, but through Christ Jesus. You see, Christ lived the life. He came here, lived a life without even guile in his mouth. And this is the spirit of him that you receive at the birth, when you're born into Christ, and when you've come to God and received the Holy Ghost, then the Lord takes up your life, and you live the life then, and he keeps you clean of these sins. If you recall, one time in the scriptures, it talked about this, the temple of being cleansed. And it was cleansed, and the spirits were sent out from it. And of course, this spirit came back, and it had never been filled. The Holy Ghost hadn't been received, because he went back and looked and found that this temple was still empty. And it went and got seven more spirits, more wicked than the one that it was, and took up their abode in that man's life. So this man then, last state was worse than his first. But this body and this temple, that's been cleansed and filled with the Holy Ghost, This is a brother that cannot sin because the Spirit of God dwells in him. He sinneth not. Of course, he could fail God. A man that's been born of God can blaspheme God because he knows about him. He knows that God and knows that Jesus lived. He knows that he died, and he knows that he sent his Spirit back. But now let's go on and read. There is a sin. Let me back up a little. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one touches him not. Now this is a state that this brother was in up here, because he said, if he shall pray for, he shall ask. That is the man that committed the sin. He shall ask, and Christ or God will forgive him of his sins, and then cleanse him from the unrighteousness, and forgive him of his sin. This man can pray for his sin. This is a man that's been begotten by the Word of God. And this is a man that's been keeping or trying to keep himself, and can for some time, but without the Lord, human will commit a wrong. They will sin. But that man with Christ in his life, Christ keep him, and Christ warns him. Christ is there with that mighty hand of God to look out after him. Now listen, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come, and has given unto us understanding that we may know him that is true. And we are in him that is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. This is true. God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. So you see, my friends, today there's a way to live for God. That man and the woman that's been born of God, that man and woman that's received the Spirit of God. Many people accept forgiveness of sin. Many of them accept that as the birth. But it's not so. This temple has first got to be cleansed. This temple has got to first have all the sin out of it. And then Christ will come into it. When Christ moves into the temple of the men and the women that has been begotten by his word, has found him by the word of God, and the Lord cleanses him, he comes in and takes up his abode and lives with that person in their daily life. And as Paul spoke many times, on different times rather, that he died daily. He laid down the things of this life. In one place he quoted to you and I in the scriptures the things that he would do before salvation come, that he would do them. The things that he would not do. It seemed like that tempter, Satan, had power over him. But after that Christ come in him, then he began to speak a different way. In the 8th chapter of Romans, he said, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that walk in the Spirit, that don't walk after the condemnation of this life. This man that follows Christ can live a life, and live a life that's free from the sins of this world. He is cleansed from them through the blood of Jesus Christ, forgiven of his or her sins, and Christ comes and takes up his abode in their lives. And this is a good life to you, and this is a life that we offer to you through the Word of God. And we love you, and we are trying our best to explain the Word of God to you, to where that when the Lord comes back, that you won't be mixed up and will fail God. Will you hear me today as I have talked to you on this scripture? Now, I'd like to invite you to come to our church on the first Sunday in September. We will have a revival. And we have two or three brethren coming to do the preaching. Brother Lawrence Brown and Brother Jack Denson and Brother Charles Wellman are supposed to be with us. And we'd like you to come and be with us. Our church is located at 1801 Scott Road at the corner of Elkwood Section Road. We'd be glad that you'd come and spend some time with us in the Lord. May God bless you is our prayer.